Hello, and welcome to Morning and Evening. I'm Bill Neff, and I'm glad to be with you today. Luke tells us in chapter 22, verse 44, that when Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, thinking about his upcoming journey to the cross, his sweat became like great drops of blood falling to the ground. And reflecting on this, Charles Spurgeon writes, "The mental pressure arising from our Lord's struggle with temptation forced his body into an unnatural excitement, and his pores sent forth great drops of blood that fell to the ground. This proves how tremendous the weight of the world's sin must have been to him. It also demonstrates the mighty power of his love. We know that when certain trees are cut, they gush forth with sap. But the sap that arises naturally without cutting, we're told, is always the best. To be sure, Jesus was later cut with whips and nails, producing the sap of his love. But look at him now in the Garden of Gethsemane. He gives forth the best spices where there is no whip, no nail, and no wound. This shows us the voluntary nature of Christ's sufferings for us, since without a single cut the blood flowed freely and spontaneously. Usually, when men suffer great pain of mind, the blood rushes inward to the heart and they turn pale. But our Savior in his agony was so oblivious to self that his blood is driven outward to fall like dew on the earth for us. Here we find a picture of the fullness of the offering he made for men. Do we perceive how intense his wrestling must have been? The Apostle tells us that we have not yet resisted unto blood in our striving against sin. Let us learn to sweat with the intensity of our Savior, rather than to yield to the greater tempter of our souls." And that's our reading for today from Charles Spurgeon's devotional book, Morning and Evening. These thoughts are based on Luke 22:44 and have been revised and edited from the original. And you can obtain a free transcript by going to our website, morningandevening.org. Please know that as you're able, we'd also appreciate your financial support. I'm Bill Neff. Thanks for listening today. Have a great day in Christ.